Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Jason.
I'm Natalie.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, you already know one of our most favorite humans, bariatric therapist, experts, wizard is joining us today on the podcast, Laura Grabo.
Hello, everyone. Good to be back.
You're one of our favorite guests. We just had the opportunity to actually hug you in person and to teach and lead with you in person at this year's 2023 Bariatric Society Retreat. We taught a workshop with you all about today's topic, and that is how do we navigate holiday hotspots? This is something that patients struggle with no matter where you are along your bariatric journey. And really, we hope that you leave here today, no matter if you're listening or you're watching, with a tool that maybe you've never had before. And that is really identifying these things that happen during the holiday season that really get our temperatures boiling, right? These hotspot moments that we worry about. We want you to leave this conversation with a new way of moving through these moments so that you stay aligned to your bariatric life and to your bariatric goals. So we're going to be talking about some things that stress us out as patients during the holiday season, and Laura is going to expertly guide us through creating a plan to navigate those hotspots. So it's going to be an amazing episode. Definitely plan on taking some notes. You know how I do it. I'm always writing stuff down. So before we get to the conversation, Laura, will you introduce yourself to our friends and followers that maybe have never met you before?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. So my name is Laura Grabo, and I'm a bariatric therapist. I'm coming to you from my office in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have worked with bariatric patients now for 20 years. And what does a bariatric therapist do with bariatric patients? I've certainly done those psych evals that all of you have gone through, the pre-op psych eval, but my passion is really providing individual therapy, coaching, leading support groups, public speaking, teaching, and doing podcasts like this, because there is a missing piece on your treatment plan, a piece I call head work. And so that's a little bit about me. And I just love the opportunity to come on and talk about the holidays, because I have walked alongside countless bariatric patients now through 20 years of holidays. So I have some tools to provide you so we can lower the temperature on the season.
You have some tools. You have helped all three of us navigate our bariatric lives. We could not have done this without you. So we are excited that you continue to join us and pass along this information. And before we dive in, I just want to make sure I said this. I don't think I did. No matter where you are along your bariatric process. So if you are pre-op and listening or watching this, or you are post-op, if you are 11 years, 20 years, 3 months, it doesn't matter. This information is something that you can take and apply to your life right now in this very moment. So this podcast episode is for you. Okay, let's dive in. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
So you guys know, we always like to start at the beginning. We like to set the foundation, if you will. So Laura, will you explain to us, what is a hotspot and why do they happen?
In terms of holiday hotspots or just hotspots in general? Holiday hotspots.
Yeah.
Yes. Holiday hotspots. No, holiday hotspots. Well, first of all, our patients who are already listening are probably like, oh, I know what they are. Holidays are tough. We know that everyone, bariatric patient or not, can struggle with weight gain or weight regain or weight reoccurrence during the holiday season. And patients are worried about that. We also know that, I mentioned I've walked through this with patients for so many years, and you know, their hot spots are, there's a lot of food there, that there's food during the holidays that I usually don't have to deal with. This is the first time I'm doing the holidays as a bariatric patient. Stress is up during the holiday season. I mean, we're all living stress, but stress goes up during the holiday season because there are so many commitments to get to, so many things on our to-do list. Other holiday hotspots, again, you're busy, it's stressful, lack of sleep, increase access to alcohol. That is a big one for holiday hotspots. Did I miss anything? I think you know more as patients than I do. Nat, did I miss anything?
I don't think so. I think you nailed it. There's, I would say, actually, the only thing that I think was not said was finances. I know myself included. How am I going to buy all the presents? How am I going to put food on the table for a large party? Those finances every year gets talked about in some capacity for myself and I know for others.
Absolutely. And I think especially this year with the economy, how are we going to buy that food with everything costing so much more, and then also take care of me and buy my healthy food, which has also gone up in price. So thank you for adding that. Absolutely. The finances.
You know, and when I think of the word hotspot, not a lot of people know this. My very first degree at hanging my wall right here is actually in geography. And I loved studying the geology of our planet. A hotspot is just right when the Earth crust moves over, right? Magma that's boiling up from the Earth's core, right? And we have these mountain ranges. Well, a hotspot is exactly that. It's where things can really boil over. It's where we have a lot of things riding on the emotions or the moment, and we're worried that it's going to absolutely explode or boil over. A hotspot is a moment in our life that we have a lot kind of at stake. Emotions are high and we're worried about it. So a hotspot can be, right, something singular. It could be an entire season. And it doesn't really matter what it is. The only thing that matters is that you're worrying about it. That's what makes it a hotspot. Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week. But we need your help to keep it going. Become a Berry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to join us. Laura, and you kind of mentioned it, right? The holidays are already a stressful time, right? We could be seeing people that we haven't seen in a long time. And I know for many patients, maybe it could be you listening or watching, you might not have told a lot of people about your decision to have bariatric surgery or that you've had it. So you could be worrying or just downright terrified that you could be encountering a family member that you are not ready to talk about your decision with yet, or you don't know what they're going to say, or you're worried about judgment, you're worried about, right, just shame. All these things could be swirling in your head because you haven't told them that you've had surgery, or you've told them, but you just don't know how you're going to respond to their comments and reactions about maybe you're changing size and shape, or if you're in the pre-op stage, why I'm not eating certain foods, right? There's a lot that can go into this time as a patient, and that really can make that hotspot boil over.
Absolutely. And on top of it, the holidays, you know, we've mentioned it, but I want to say again, it's a very emotional time of the year. I'm already hearing as I hear every year in therapy sessions and in support groups, I hate the holidays. The holidays aren't the most wonderful time of the year for me. There's a lot of big feels during the holidays, especially feelings of grief and loss that can peak. And it's hard. And I know as a bariatric therapist, when the big feels come, and they come during the holiday season, there is a greater risk of emotional eating. And so that's a hot spot in itself, the emotional eating that can be done for big feels during the holidays, but the other end too, the number one feeling we eat for is joy and celebration, happiness. So let's keep the feeling going and let's keep it going with food.
Right. It is a joyful and stressful time of year all wrapped into one. And I know all four of us have experienced things this year that have brought some emotions really to the surface. I'd like to take a moment, if we can each of us identify a hotspot that we're already thinking about? Like we're already like it's top of mind. Jason, do you have one?
This will be the first holiday season I'm going into after the loss of my father. So that's going to be one that I'm really kind of trying to keep in check, kind of keeping my finger on the pulse of. Because I did this with my mother, and that's kind of what's getting me through this, is that I know that they wouldn't want me to spend this time being sad, being down, being so in order for me to honor their memory in the way I know they would appreciate, I'm choosing to remember all of the good holidays that we had and the good things that happened during those times and you know, all the things that kind of bring it back full circle to the best things that I can remember versus them not being here for new, you know, for the new parts of it all.
Nat, what about you? Is there a hot spot you've identified?
You know, for the first time in a few years, I feel pretty good going into the holidays. I'm not going to lie. I feel pretty equipped. I think the forever hot spot for me is making cookies. Cookies are one of my favorite like desserts. It's really easy for me to just munch on them as I am decorating or whatever. And I learned last year, I was able to go through a successful round, if you could call it that, of decorating cookies without indulging in the moment, which was mind-boggling for me because that quite literally has never happened in my life until then. This year, I'm really going to continue that intentionality, you know, getting protein in, eating on plan throughout the day, making sure I have something else to snack on if I'm feeling, you know, hungry or like maybe I am triggered by it. Cookie decorating was just a big deal in my family. My grandma, my mom, and I would just sit and decorate for hours. We'd eat cookies and laugh, and it's that joy again. So that's, I think, always going to be somewhat of a hot spot for me. And yeah, I feel pretty equipped this year in that I know I can do it because I did it last year. So we're just going to continue on this year. So
I just got a shout out. It's what are your sayings, Nat? And it's so true. It is okay to be okay. It is so okay to actually be in the spot where you're like, things are okay. Things are good. I am equipped with my tools. I know what I'm going to do. I know how I'm going to navigate this hotspot. And you've already done the work that this entire episode is about, right? You've already identified a hotspot. You already know that it's coming up. You have a game plan in place and you're like, it's going to be okay. It's not that it's going to be easy, but I have a plan and I have a way to get through it. Like that's kind of like ultimate goals, right? That's why we're all doing this, is so that this tool just becomes something that we do naturally and innately, almost automatically, so that when hotspots continue to bubble up, bariatric or not, right, we can move through them. We can deal with them.
Like so, I'm so proud of you, Nat, to hear that. Just as you said that, I'm like, because you've done an incredible amount of head work this year, and you've worked on filling your toolbox with so many tools that the holidays don't have to feel so tumultuous because you've done so much proactive work. So you can be proud of that.
Thank you. It's been, I mean, like you said, it's called head work for a reason. I know you say that a lot, Laura. It's not easy. It's not easy to do. And I'm excited to go even deeper in this conversation here because it is possible. And I personally want people to know that it's possible to have these holidays be not so hot and intense.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I'm experiencing some tectonic shifts in my own family this holiday season. So my hotspot is going to be the entire holiday season. And I know that might sound a little bit dramatic, but where everywhere I look in my family, there are really difficult moments ahead. So I am looking at a holiday season unlike any I have ever experienced in my life. So this conversation is really going to help me, I think, focus on the bigger things that I can do to help navigate these big shifts. But I appreciate that we've all kind of identified some big and some smaller moments that we can work through. I think, Laura, because we've worked with you so much and we've done so much of this work, it's kind of easier for us to identify these hotspot moments in our holidays. Are there things that people can be looking out for if they're struggling to identify a hotspot? Or do you think we've pretty much identified them?
I think we've identified them, but I think it's, you know, become like a reporter or, you know, get curious about your life. And when you see some of those old habits reappearing, because let's face it, old habits are not cut out of you in the operating room, right? So what are your yellow light behaviors, if you will, that it's like caution, caution, ooh, I'm starting to do that again. I'm already starting to hear about them in support groups. You know, things like, oh, I'm starting to eat in secret again, or, oh, I'm not charting like, tracking like I used to. So when you need to start paying attention to if you see some of these behaviors come back, we have to get curious and say, okay, what's that all about? Which I'm going to get into with the tool that we talk about today in our retreat. But you know you. And when you see some of those behaviors come back, you know, pay attention and get curious and make a plan.
Well, and we often talk about, you know, how being extremely in tune with your body post-op is very important. Like, you got to pay attention to your fullness cues. You got to pay attention to all these other things, mindset shifts, all that kind of, you know, all the work that goes into it. But this is really going to be extremely essential for people to do during the holidays, because when it comes to those times where they hit that crossroad and say, oh, that's that yellow light Laura was talking about, it doesn't matter. Like, if you journal it down, if you want to put it in a text note on your phone, if you want to put it in a memo, do whatever you can do to stop, take a second and sit in that feeling. You can name the feeling if you have time, if you have the capacity to do so, but it's extremely important to at least start the work there, because that's going to get you closer to coming up with a solution on the fly than it will if you just were to think about it and then let it pass.
Yeah. And I don't really think anyone lets it pass. I think you stuff it.
Well, yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't pass.
Yeah, let it pass with the wrong fill it
right.
With the wrong,
I wish we could let it pass. Right, like, oh, I don't have to deal with that, and it goes away. But it comes back. And so, absolutely, mm-hmm. Jason, you are absolutely right. Like, take some time to pause and sit with it and say, okay, what's going on here, and not in a judgmental way, but just get curious and, you know, what are these behaviors about? What's going on? What do I need right now?
I very much appreciate that. Almost like it almost seems a little bit like starting backwards, but really it's not. It's taking the time to go, why am I experiencing these? Yeah. Why am I going back to these like behaviors that I know I shouldn't be doing? It takes a lot of pressure off of me. And I think as patients, because it's like, oh my gosh, I can't identify a hotspot. Well, maybe you don't have one, or you just haven't identified it yet. But now you know that if you're noticing that you're doing some certain behaviors or returning to certain things, that's your like yellow flag, red flag, be like, oh, this could actually be a hotspot. And once you've identified it, then you use the tool that we're going to dive into. Oh, okay. This is rad. Okay. So once we've identified that we have a hotspot ahead, or we think we have a hotspot ahead, how can we navigate these moments in ways that are aligned to our bariatric life and goals? What do we do, Laura?
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Bari Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at barrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
This is, first, you've identified it. And yep. Two, you need to make a plan. And three, I'll be honest, what happens, and I'm so glad that Bari Nation is addressing this topic so early in the holiday season. And let's face it, the holiday season is really Halloween to New Year. Some people will push that out to Super Bowl Sunday, because Super Bowl Sunday has become such a food event. Right. So what I see, you know, we talk about those old habits returning. And what I have seen, so my patients, and I think, you know, Nat and Jason, you can relate to this too, and April, they're everything to everyone, people. They're everything to everyone. I want to make everybody happy. I'm the peacemaker. I make all the magic for the holidays. It's all on me. And when all of you and your listeners made your decision to have bariatric surgery, it was a step to saying, I matter. I matter. I need to be me for me, and I need to do something for me and stop being everything to everyone. But that's a new skill for so many of you. And especially when the holidays come, what I see my patients do is they put themselves on the back burner. And I don't think it's planned. Like, they had so many years of being that yes person and everything to everyone, and that I'll start in January thinking just comes back. It's like, well, I'll just, you know, live as a bariatric patient in January in the new year. And that is what all of us here that you're listening to on this podcast, we don't want that to happen. You have to even more focus on making yourself essential during the holiday season. And the stinking thinking you're hearing right now is, Laura, that's selfish. Holiday's about giving. What do you mean I got to focus on myself during the holiday season? Stinking thinking's going to come. Friends, can I tell you, when you take care of yourself, it improves your capacity to care for others. I'm going to say that again. When you make yourself essential and you're making sure your needs are met, especially during the holidays, it improves your capacity to care for others, or it improves your capacity to be jolly, to be merry, to be authentic, to be fully present. And that's what the people want from you in your life. And so no, people who make themselves essential are not selfish. They're actually some of the least selfish people I know.
I'm glad that you said that, because that's how I felt about the cookies. Every year it was me that was like, I gotta decorate all the cookies. I gotta make sure we have them because everyone wants them every year. And I was 3 months post-op or at Christmas. And I think a week before, I was like, oh yeah, I'll do them. Oh yeah, I'll do them. And then the week before Christmas, I said, I can't do it. I cannot do these cookies because I will eat all of them and I will make myself sick. And I remember some family members saying, well, then who's going to do them? And I said, I don't care who does them. If no one does them, then we don't have cookies. I don't know what to tell you, but I cannot do them because I will eat all of them and I will make myself sick. And I just had this surgery. That's where I'm at. And when I tell you, like, it was the most awkward conversation to have with my family, because for almost 30 years, I had been doing this year after year after year. I did feel better. I do have memories from that Christmas that I wouldn't have if I would have, you know, eaten all the cookies or made the cookies or whatever. And then next year or last year, you know, my family checked in with me. They asked me. I didn't bring it up. They said, hey, do you feel up to making cookies this year? And I said, you know, I think I can. I think I can do it. And I did it safely. And this year, I am probably going to do them again because I know how to do it safely. But I think the point of having more capacity by setting these boundaries and having these conversations is really important, because it actually does work. It is real. It's
yeah. Christmas went on, the people in your life survived. And Natalie, you raised a really important point, because we've promised our listeners and those watching that they're going to leave with a tool today. The tool you make this year may look very different next year. And you talked about boundaries, Natalie, and my patients fear that when I talk to them about setting boundaries, that they're putting up a brick wall and it never moves. That is not a boundary. Boundaries are a gate that you decide that can move. I want you to start thinking open, close, open, close. And Natalie's is the perfect example. It had to be completely closed to the cookies that first year. And that's okay. But my patients will say, well, then I have to stick to that every year. No, you don't. We can change our boundaries based on where we are. We're in charge of setting the boundary line. And then the next year, she felt like she had more tools to open it up again. But guess what? Natalie has permission to say, nope, can't do it, because our boundaries aren't permanent. They can move. Did I blow your mind, April?
Oh, yeah, no, her mind is fully blown. But it's good you say that in that way, though, because people do feel that. And Natalie brings up an amazing point, because not only was she able to move that boundary, but that difficult conversation she had led to them respecting and reaching out to her to ask her if she had the capability to do it the next year. So it shows it's positive on both ends. One thing you did say that had me thinking, though, I was going to say something to it, is you were talking about how everybody wait, you know, tries to make the deal with themselves to wait till January. I caught myself the other day with the thought process of, well, I mean, I'm getting ready to have revision anyway. So, I mean, I can kind of go balls out right now until I have revision. It'll be fine. But then I really thought about it and I was like, what kind of dumb shit is that? Like, what? Why would I say, like, why would I do that to myself? First off, why is that even a thought that entered my mind? So I was able to get a hold of it pretty quick, but it killed me how quick it came in. And I was kind of like, I mean, you know, we get that thing where we start bargaining with ourselves and talking it out. Like, I mean, it's probably not a horrible idea. I mean, we're going to do it. And then I'm just like, whoa, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, whoo. Yeah, it was wild. It really had me thinking. I was like,
Jason, you did some catch it, check it, change it.
Had to real quick, like, because I knew right. If I did not, it was going to go bad.
Yeah. And so don't be upset with yourself. Like, why'd I have the thought? The stinking thinking never goes away. It will never.
No, it was just
away.
Funny. It was just funny how quick it slipped in. Because yeah, I was just right? And how quick I almost grabbed onto that shit and just wrote it. I was almost like,
but you would like, yeah, you caught it, you checked it, you're like, what? And you changed it. So well done, my friend. Well done.
And I just got to say, we say this all the time. This is the work of weight loss surgery. It is so hard to put into words or to visualize for people what this work actually is. But Natalie, your work on boundaries, Jason, your ability to catch these thoughts that you would have never in a million years ever caught before had you not been doing the work of weight loss surgery, right? You were able to, exactly what Laura said, catch it, you checked it, and you changed it. And you're not beating yourself up over the fact that you even had that thought in the first place. You've moved so far beyond that, that you're able to really catch these thoughts in the moment. That is head work. That is the work of weight loss surgery. This is the stuff that's not in your binder. This is the stuff that surgeons probably aren't talking to you about because they just don't know it because they're not living their life with the disease of obesity. It's why these conversations are important. It's why being a part of a support community is important. It's why doing all of the things is so flippant important because this is where the work lives.
Absolutely. And
I would like to emphasize what you just said. If you are listening or hopefully you're watching because we are a very animated bunch. this medium, we're on Zoom, is exactly how the head work happens in Berry Nation. I really want to emphasize, like, I went to Laura's support group weekly for a full year doing the head work that we're doing on this screen on this podcast right now. If you are curious or, you know, you felt unsure about what Berry Nation is, go to YouTube, search Berry Nation, and watch it. Because this is exactly what it is.
yes. Good point. Good point.
Thank you, Nat. It is hard to summarize or to really describe what happens at a Berry Nation support group class or meetup, but it's this. It's this with sometimes more people, but it is exactly this. It's learning the things that we didn't quite know we needed to hear or learn, but as soon as we hear it, we know that it's important, and it's the space for us to talk through it and then learn how to apply this right in our own life. The thing that both of you said, and Laura, you said it too, and I want to make sure that we reiterate this, the game plan that you make for your holiday hotspot this year might not be the one that works next year. And what works in this hotspot this year might not work for another hotspot that's coming up, right? So I'm thinking about my own situation. The things that I'm going to have to use to get through my Thanksgiving are not going to be the same tools that I need to get through my Christmas. They're going to continue to change. So it's really important that we identify the hotspots that we're anticipating that are coming up. But then we also spend time to think about what is going to make that hot spot so hot. And that's going to change, right? Thanksgiving is going to be hot for me because it's all of my family all at one time. We could possibly be missing somebody that's normally with us. That is, oh my God, right? The things that I'm going to have to do to get through that are going to be monumental and never before. Christmas is going to be hot because, again, it's going to look and feel different because different people could be there or it could be happening at a different place. So the things that I'm going to have to do Thanksgiving Day to get through hosting that event are different from what I'm going to need to do Christmas Eve and Christmas Day when I'm not hosting it. So identifying the reason that this event is going to be hot allows us to get to the third step, which is, what are those essential things that I am going to do that day to get me through that moment? Not thinking about big picture, not thinking about all of the things that are going on in the holiday, but what specifically is essential for me to stay aligned to my bariatric goals and my bariatric life for that specific hotspot. When we get that granular, when we get that specific, we are coming up with concrete steps and actions that we are going to take that day. And it allows us to drop the worry about all of the other things that are happening in the holiday, because I'm not thinking about that. All I'm doing is focusing on this one singular event. I just know if I focus on the big, I'm going to lose sight of what I actually need. Right. So really, really thinking at that granular level is a part of this tool, right? Not only do we need to identify what the hotspot is, we need to really identify what is going to make this so hot. And then what are the essential, what is the essential thing or the essential things that I'm going to do that day to get through it. And just to make sure that we're all on the same page, something essential is something that we are going to do no matter what. We don't say yes to anything else until we have done that single or that multiple essential item, right? We can think about what would be highly desirable that day to do, or what would be really desirable to do that day. But when I'm thinking about an order of operation, an essential is the thing that I do no matter what. Highly desirable, I'm going to try really hard to get that done. Desirable, I'd like to do it, but I'm not going to beat myself up over it if I don't do it. I mean, Laura, is that a good description of kind of those three things?
Yeah. So now we're moving into that hands-on tool we promised our listeners and our viewers, because we want you to lower the temperature. We're going to give you a tool today, something I call the priority chart. And I want to give credit where credit was due. I learned about the priority chart at the Weight Management Institute. I've trained, been able to sit under the training of Dr. Judy Beck and her daughter, Debbie Beck Bice, who run the Beck Weight Management Institute in Pennsylvania. And they introduced this tool of a priority chart. And I've used it for years. It's helped so many patients. And that's why I wanted to establish, you can't forget making yourself a priority. You and your bariatric journey can and must remain a priority this holiday season. You've worked so hard in 2023, you do not want to throw out all your work and slip back into the I'll start in January. You just don't. And so now that you've identified your holiday hotspot, I want you to start thinking of, well, what do I need to do to make sure I make myself a priority and my bariatric journey a priority? Nat's already given an example. Like last year, she couldn't make cookies, right? So she didn't. So essential would be no to cookies. So think of your hotspot. We threw some out there. We've talked about grief. We've talked about alcohol. We've talked about holidays. The whole family's going to be there. We talked about sweets. Maybe the holiday hotspot for you is the break room during the holidays. And I want you to start thinking about, well, what do you need to do to stay on your journey? What's essential to keep you on the front burner that day? What's highly desirable? And what's desirable? And we're going to hear Jason and Nat walk through this, because again, we're so hands-on. We're like, what does that really sound like, Laura? Like, what does that mean in real life? Let me first tell you what my experience was, because Dr. Beck had us do the priority charts and I have had my patients. Anyone struggle with perfectionism or all or nothing thinking in this Zoom room, or listeners, or, you know, no, right? No. Almost all the patients, me too, I'm a recovering perfectionist, start with pencil, old school pencil, because you're going to put everything in the essential list. Everything. I'm going to get all my protein. I'm going to get all my hydration. I'm going to make sure I work out. I'm going to get all the gifts done by this date. I'm going to everything in the essential. It can't. Friends, it can't. You're setting yourself up for failure to just be overwhelmed and say, forget it. I'm not going to work on anything. And I'm going to start with January. So Nat, maybe we can start with you. Like if you could name your holiday hotspot, when you think through creating that priority chart, and those of you, like April said, bring notes, start writing, make three little columns, right? Title it priority chart. There you go. What's essential? What's highly desirable? What's desirable to help me get through the hotspot so I feel in control of the hotspot instead of the hotspot controlling me? Nat, take us away.
All right. I had to think of a new one because it's just in my nature. I've already talked about the cookies. We've been there.
Okay.
So I was thinking as you were speaking, Laura, about another hotspot for me, and that is Christmas Day, opening stockings and gifts before eating breakfast. I don't know if anyone else deals with that, but I'm like,
we do that in our house.
Yeah.
So I tend to wake up hungry. This is new for the last couple months post bariatric surgery, but before surgery, for sure, I would wake up hungry. And the first thing readily available to me is candy, chocolate, like all of that stuff, goodies in the stocking. Yep. And I think, as you were speaking, I think one of the ways that I can, or my essential to combat this hot spot is going to be to make a protein coffee. So that as we are opening and, looking at all of the amazing things in our stocking, I'll be sipping on some protein to kind of help curb that hunger. Because I don't want to, again, this is the people pleaser in me, but I don't want to disrupt everyone else's holiday. But that's something that's easy that I can do just on my own. Highly desirable would be that like we reduce the amount of candy and things that are in the stockings. I've asked for that before. It's a little difficult.
Okay. So you mentioned though that falls on you have to communicate. Your family's not mind readers. It's highly desirable that you're gonna ask. You at least have to make the ask. Doesn't mean they're gonna listen.
Yes, exactly. And I have done so in the past and we've done okay. But I'm going to ask again because why not? Maybe third time's a charm. And then what's the last one again?
Desirable.
Desirable would be to get some movement in. Maybe go for a walk with my family and my dog. Just something to kind of keep me active and out of the house where all the food is.
Look at your plan for your holiday hotspot. Look at you go, girl.
I'm pulling some Jason stuff right now. Pulled that out on the fly.
I love it. How about you, Jason? What's your holiday hotspot?
Mine is, mine's going to be hydration just because I get to moving around and doing stuff so much that I forget. And I'm talking all the time and getting, chatting and cooking and carrying stuff. And just, I don't think about it as much as I need to. So, my highly desirable or my essential, sorry, is that is what,
yeah, at first, what is essential?
My essential is going to be that I'm going to carry my new and improved my new Berry Nation water vessel that was gifted to me by one of our amazing community members at the retreat. So I'm going to carry that with me to make sure, as it's got the handle and all, so I'll make sure it's with me all the time. But yeah, my goal is to get, four of those that day. So at least four of those that day is going to be my essential.
Love it. And what's highly desirable? Like essential, get four of those. What about highly desirable?
Highly desirable. I don't really want to set less of that because I feel like I'll let myself slip if I do. But I'm going to say highly desirable is going to be four as well. Because I really don't. Because my thing is if I say less than that, I'm going to be like, well, I got that, so it's fine. So I'll allow myself to coast, and I don't want to do that. But that's also work that I've done with you and the nation to let me know that I do that. That I'm a coaster. I will, if I have the opportunity, I will. So that's I'm setting kind of my highly desirable, and my desirable is the same.
Yeah, and I don't want to detour you from that, but your highly desirable is I'm going to drink four of these. Because I can get so busy. And are you talking about like Christmas Day?
Christmas Day, Thanksgiving Day, either one.
Thanksgiving Day, whichever. Okay, like at the event. Okay. Does your highly desirable could be I'm going to share with Sarah my goal.
Ah, because she'll keep me out of y'all know.
Her. Right? She, like, I know I made it, but if my highly desirable be, I'm going to communicate it with someone else for some accountability. Just a suggestion. Nice.
That's all I need to do is get her, and I'll probably get five of them because she'll probably be like, hey, that's cute. Let's go for five. So yeah, I mean, you know, hey.
I was going to say, no, your essential is you are telling your wife what your goal is. Your highly desirable is you will set some timers. Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm overriding this. Your essential is Sarah has to know what your goal is.
There you go. And so did we fall into, it was desirable timers? Did I miss that?
No, I mean, we can do time. Yeah, timers will work. We can do timers. Sarah, I mean, Sarah's going to make sure I do. So it doesn't matter. Timers be damned. Sarah's my timer. But yeah, so. And then my desirable is going to make sure that I slow down long enough and not make myself so busy that I miss out on a lot of things that are happening that day. Cause I tend to do that. I'll overwork myself just to make sure that I'm busy doing stuff. And then I kind of miss out on some of the interactions and I don't want to do that this year.
So you're going to listen to this before the event to remind yourself that you just said that, right, Jason?
Yes, babe.
Because I love it. That's a great goal for you.
I think you reverse engineered this a little bit, Jason. I think your hotspot is you do like to keep yourself so busy because it's hard sometimes being so connected in with family because this is going to be the first Christmas without your dad. And yeah. that is the hotspot, right? So really what I'm hearing from you is that is the hotspot that you're trying to solve for. And a way for you to stay aligned to your goals is to make sure that you are staying hydrated, right? To be checking in with yourself, to really be present in the moment. And you are going to lean into Sarah and to your family to help you make those things happen. That is your hotspot plan.
Yeah. Right? For the most part, yeah. Well, because it's going to be harder for, like, I'm not going to be with my brother, who's also going to be going through the first, you know, holiday without her father. And, you know, my stepbrother, stepsister, those, you know, I've got core family that'll be back in Oklahoma that I won't see. And so it'll, you know, I'll really just be leaning into everybody that I have here, friends and family, because we're really doing kind of a friends/family Thanksgiving on Friday. So Thursday, the actual day of Thursday, will be a very down day for me because I won't have anything to do. Like, I'm really just going to rest and kind of get ready for, you know, what's going to happen on Friday. So I'm going to spend time checking in with family and things like that to make sure that they're all good, because I know, you know, it's going to be rough on my brother. So, but that'll be, you know, that's kind of the plan that I'm looking for.
And you know, we're going to be checking in on you because now we know what your goals are. So
I do indeed.
I just want to comment on how proud I am that, you know, we're saying you're going to check in on Jason, and Jason says, I'm going to lean into family and friends. This is probably a new essential for many of our patients, is that you've learned the importance of letting other people in. You've learned the importance of community. You've learned the importance of needing support. You don't see support as a weakness. My patients for years thought they had to manage their obesity alone. It's my problem. And you've learned that, no, part of the treatment is I need other people, and it's essential that I let other people know how I'm doing. And it's essential that I receive support, right? So back to the boundaries, what I've learned from my patients is they usually don't have boundaries where they need them. And then they put up a huge wall where they don't need them, right? So they're everything to everyone. So they need some boundaries there. They don't have them. But then when people want to come in and help them, they're like, no, I'm good. I got it. They got the wall. I'm good. I got it. Right. So I just love it. It's beautiful to hear you say, Jason, you know, that you're going to allow other people in, you're going to lean on friends and family. And then to hear Nat say, we're going to be checking on you, and for April to know that this is going to be a hard holiday.
So. Well, it actually took both of them to let me know that I do need help in my recovery as well, because I have post-op. I thought I was just having to do this on my own because it was nobody's fault but my own. And I know I wasn't going to ask anybody to be bothered with me because I did this to myself and I got to get myself out of it. I was very much in that headspace until, you know, I met April and kind of jumped out of that thinking and kind of into a new area. So it really has taken a lot of work to get to the point where I do understand that. So I'm glad to be here.
Obesity is an isolating disease, and we cannot continue to treat the disease with more isolation. The answer is community. The answer is community. We have to find that safe place for us to speak those things that we think are so awful or deep, dark, right? We work so hard to hide them. But it's only when we actually speak them into existence that we realize it's not as bad as what we think we are. And when we are met with the loving embrace of a community, we can actually move forward and treat our disease in ways that we never have, which involves community.
Because as I say, community is treatment. And that's another thing I'm going to put on all your essential list for all the holiday season. We're just going to say the general holiday season and call it a hot spot. Please do not drop out of community. You need to be going to more support groups if you're involved in a support group community, whether that's at your surgical center or Berry Nation. The temptation is going to be, I'm too busy. Nope, you need to go. You probably need to go to more. You may say, you know what, I always do listen to those Berry Nation podcasts, but I just don't have time. Nope, holiday hotspot. You need to be listening to them more. You need to keep your head in the game. When stress becomes higher, you need to bring your treatment up higher and stronger.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I know that when I'm experiencing all of these hotspots, all of this time, I love my family, but they're still family. They still push my buttons. Mm-hmm. They still get under my skin. Mm-hmm. And I want to eat, but I don't want to eat because I have this tool and I have this new trajectory. The first thing I do at this point is I check Berry Nation. I mean, truly, I'm like, what is happening right now that I can log into? And if nothing's happening, I call a friend. I text my core people, because you need that outlet. I mean, I was going to say it earlier. I'm glad you said it, Laura. Community is treatment. I mean, it's so, so true, especially during the holidays. You have to lean on your people. Yep.
And the one area that we usually neglect when we're thinking about our hotspot is the day after the event. Right? We do all kinds of planning. We do all kinds of thinking, right? And we can move through this hotspot with our plan and execute it perfectly. But then the next day happens and we're not prepared for that, right? So part of this tool is, right, doing exactly what Laura just walked us through, right? Identify the hotspot, what makes it so hot? Think about your essential, your highly desirable, your desirable, actually write them down, get a game plan, build them into your day. And then don't forget step four, and that is think about the day after. So what do you recommend, Laura, people do the day after one of these hotspots?
Well, first of all, I think many of our listeners and those watching are probably having an aha moment right now. Like, oh, so there's the first, education is power. And I've learned from my patients through the 20 years, they'll say, you know what? Gosh, there was so much help and support to get through Thanksgiving and so much help and support to get through those holiday parties or get through Christmas. But then at the day after, I don't know what happened. It just went all out the window. And again, listening to my patients, I hear a little bit of sometimes reward eating can go on. Like, you know, I did so well with sticking to my plan. I can bargain a little bit and test the edges. Sometimes it's patients say I do really well with sticking to my plan when I'm with other people, but when I'm alone, which is often the day after, it's harder. And I can fall into those old habits a little bit easier when I'm alone. Or let's talk about, you know, sometimes it's, you know, it's the crash. It's the highs over and, you know, it's like, now what? Those are all, again, their own hotspots. They become risks that you have to plan for. And it's completely fine to, we want you to have Thanksgiving Day with however that looks like for you. And you may eat a little bit more on Thanksgiving Day. The key is, when are you going to commit to getting back on plan? That might be Friday, that might be Monday. You have to decide. We can't make that decision for you. Okay. But you have to plan, what supports am I going to put in place the day after? Right. And I've had patients who say, I give myself Thanksgiving Day and I'm right back on program on Friday. Or it's essential for me to make sure I'm right back into my movement routine on Friday. You know, same with Christmas and that sort of thing and having plans. So I really want our listeners to start thinking about, oh, not only do I have to plan for holiday hotspots, What about when the holiday's over? Because that has become another high-risk time for my patients, and I didn't want to not talk about that.
I have learned, well, we talk about this often. The bariatric journey has a lot to do with trust. We have to start understanding when we can trust ourselves and when we can't trust ourselves. I have learned that I cannot trust myself the day after one of these events because I'll use it as a kick the can down the moment. Oh, well, now we've got all this leftover food. Oh, I need to eat all this leftover food. Oh, well, but now I'm just tired. Oh, no, I've worked so hard. I hosted, I just all this stuff. Oh, I'm just going to rest and relax. And it just snowballs into an entire season of not staying aligned to my bariatric goals in life. So I know that I can't be trusted the day after some of these hotspot events. So I get right back on plan as soon as the last person leaves my house because people leave my house with every piece of leftover. They leave my house with everything that they came with, and they leave my house with all my leftovers. The only thing that I do is I'll save enough for Grady and I to have a single meal the next day. But that's it. When the last person leaves and the door is locked, I am right back on plan because I'm not to the point in my journey yet where I can trust myself. And I'm 4.5 years post-op. And I'm proud that I realize this about myself and I make my game plan for that very next moment because it means my next day is the same as almost every other day in my year. It's a protein coffee, it's to work, it's to a Berry Nation support group, it's to movement, it's right back there. No reason for me to carry it on to say the next day. It's the very next moment.
And styrofoam to-go containers are, on sale in bulk at Costco or your local, store. You can just I buy them and keep them in my kitchen so that when everybody leaves, guess what? You get a whole to-go box and get out. Take it with you.
I'm very similar to you, April. I cannot be trusted the day after whatever the event is. I do the same thing where I will save, turkey, some veggie. I am proud of my family because we do enjoy our vegetables. So there's always, things that are aligned to my journey. So I'll make sure that the next day, like I'll save some turkey, I'll have some green beans, I'll, so I feel like I'm still maybe indulging, but it's on my plan. And it's things that, maybe not necessarily the way they're cooked would be on my plan, but they're still on my plan. They're veggies, they're protein. Some of the other things like pies and cookies and those things go. They're out of the house. I'm done. But yeah, it's back to routine the next day for me.
And I want to do a little bit catch it, check it, change it with both you, April, and Nat. I'm hearing some stinking thinking with the I can't trust myself. What I actually hear is you do trust yourself or you know yourself. And what I'm hearing is because you know yourself, you know what kind of plan you need the next day to stay successful. And I think that is trusting yourself, that you know yourself enough, you have the self-awareness to say, this is what I need to do the next day, and you set your environment up for success. Doesn't sound like not trusting yourself to you, to me. How about you, Jason?
Yeah, no, it sounds like they know exactly what they need to be doing. So I give props to both of them for knowing these things. Well done,
Because
lady.
you can trust your judgment, you know you, and you're setting a plan up for success, and that's powerful.
Thank you for reframing that, Lauren. Yes, that is exactly what it is. It's taken me a very long time. Well, it's taken me at the time it was 3 years to understand that about myself and to just make a plan in a way that allowed me to trust what I know about where I'm at. And I'm not to the point where I want to test those boundaries. I'm not to the point where I think I could make a different decision about that. So my day after or my moment after plan is going to be the same that it has been these last few years. And I'm very happy to have gotten to that place because it's not something I need to stress out about anymore. It's not something I have to even worry about. It's just automated. This is what I do. And it's just one and done. It's a very freeing place to be at along my journey, especially when, as patients, I think we all know, it's a lot of stress to be thinking and worrying and holding so many thoughts and so many things. And every time we get to that point where we can automate something, it's like a little bit more of the weight that we've been carrying around, the emotional weight is lifted.
Absolutely.
All right, my friends, we have covered a ton in this podcast episode. If you are thinking, if your mind is spinning, if your mind is blown, if you're doing all these things, that's kind of a good thing because it means that you are leaving with something new that you can use along your bariatric journey, no matter if you're pre-op or post-op. So just to recap, I want to make sure that we have the tool correct, Laura, for our friends. So step number one, identify your hot spot and really think about what makes it so hot. And then identify some things that you can do during that hotspot day or that moment that is going to help you stay aligned and helps you address those reasons that things are so hot. So think about the essential thing that you are going to do. Think about the highly desirable things and the desirable things that you can do throughout your hotspot moment or your day to help you stay aligned, and then really plan out those items. So when are you going to do that essential thing or those essential things? Plan it into your day. Make it just the thing that you say yes to before you say yes to anything else. And then your last step is to think about the next day, right? Or the next moment. How are you going to return to kind of your bariatric normal, right? To that even keel so that you continue throughout the holidays in a way that is aligned to your goals and to your bariatric life.
You got it. You summed it up beautifully.
Check that out. I mean, it's absolutely, you know, yeah, it's a moment. It's a moment and it's a tool that we can all utilize to really move through this holiday season in a way that could be new to us, but a way that is much more empowering for us as patients. If you want to continue to do this work, my friends, Laura is teaching this class. So this podcast episode just in a class live with Jason on Sunday, November 26th. So if you're wondering about, well, what could I do? What is that day after activity or that day after support I can access? You can learn from Laura and Jason in real time. They're hosting a holiday hotspot workshop. It is free and open to anybody in the bariatric space whatsoever, members, non-members alike. And really, this is an excellent opportunity for you to really get to experience what a Bari Nation class is like. So the link to register for that is in the show notes here. It is in our Instagram link in our bio. It's on our website. You can send us a direct message. You can send Laura a direct message, and they're happy to pass that along. We also have over 80 live events every single month in the Bari Nation support community that happen almost every single day. So that is another resource you can tap into. And Laura, you and Jeannie are leading something amazing this holiday as well for people.
Yeah. So just like Bari Nation, we practice what we preach. And we just talked in this podcast that you needed to increase your supports. And Bari Nation is making more supports available to you. And Jeannie and I the same. So Jeannie is a wonderful dietitian who is also an expert in Bari Nation. And we thought, okay, we want to support our patients during this high risk time. And so we are launching our first class that we've taught together called Holiday Headwork and Nutrition Noel. We are kicking off the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. What, again, we've learned from patients is you do okay on Thanksgiving, but December is a really hard month for you because there's Thanksgiving's one day and December is so many holiday events. And so we want to meet with you each Tuesday night. We also know you're busy. So only it's a 4-class series every Tuesday between Thanksgiving and Christmas, Holiday Headwork, Nutrition Noel. It is very, very not expensive to join. We'd love to have you, and you can click the link in the show notes, also linked in my bio as well. So join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's, if you have not had the opportunity to learn from Laura and Jeannie, this would be a phenomenal opportunity to do so, right? It's going to be a little bit more of a, think of an intimate setting, very specific topics, very targeted. It is a phenomenal way to really introduce yourself to community learning. And you can't pick two better experts on the planet to learn from. So all kinds of supports that are coming up this holiday. And just like what Laura said, it on the surface, it might feel like this is not the time to onboard something new. This is actually the exact moment in time where community support could really benefit you this holiday season. If you're finding that you're scrolling on social media for an hour every single day, you have time to dedicate to this support. An hour a week in Berry Nation, an hour with Laura and Jeannie is going to make all the difference in the world. Commit to community this holiday season, and you will see just monumental differences in how you move through this season. So Laura, before we go, is there one big thing, one big takeaway that you're really hoping people are leaving with today?
Yes, it's that you are essential.
Laura, thank you so much for your time, your expertise, your kindness, and your compassion. I know people are going to leave this with a new tool, new insights, and a new mindset when it comes to how they want to move through the holidays this season. Where can people follow you or find you?
Yeah, come follow me on Instagram, bariatric.therapist. I'd love to welcome you there. Love to have you on my email list. Go to lauragrabo.com, sign up for my email list. We can stay connected that way. Yes, I'm teaching this wonderful live course with Jeannie. I also have a wonderful online course called Foundations and Headwork for Healthy Weight Loss that you can learn all about on my webpage as well. So many ways that I can walk alongside and support you on your bariatric journey.
Yep. She's also an expert in the Berry Nation support community. She leads so many groups a week, a month. She is just an absolute rock star. If you enjoyed getting to know her here, you're definitely going to enjoy getting to know her in the Berry Nation support community. All right, my friends. Laura, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. This was fun.
It was awesome. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Laura, we thank you not only for joining us and being amazing for us, but you are such a great support for the community at large. Like our whole community is just, you know, we would be much less without you, and we appreciate that always. You're always so quick and willing to offer expertise and knowledge to everyone, and we appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
To the community at large we spoke of, we thank you guys for all the support you've given us, the likes, the shares, the subscribes, the referring people to join the Berry Nation community. All those things have been amazing. Please continue to leave us ratings and reviews on your favorite podcast players, as well as our YouTube channel, because those are extremely important on getting the word out to those who may not know about us. So we appreciate you guys continuing to do that. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we will see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.